Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. So, on the opening of Noodles Eve, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what were your thoughts and impressions?
Well, I thought it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Tuesday. I almost did it, though, as quickly as I did Mondays.
Ah.
I tore right through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Yeah, I took twice as long. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to sort of figure out what was going on in the theme, because one of the characters in the theme was so small, I really couldn't make out what it was.
Oh, dear.
But eventually, I was able to persevere.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to me that that character appeared differently on different devices.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you had the experience of looking at that.
No.
But I'm looking at it on the computer right now. And if I take a look at it on my device, I believe...
It's called a phone.
A phone. Oh, is that what they call this thing? Well, on the phone, it's... I guess the main difference is it's in color.
Oh.
Yeah, and that definitely makes a difference.
Where is it in black and white? On your computer?
On the computer, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at it on my iPad, and it is in color.
Yeah, that sort of looks like it looks like on the iPhone, too. So apparently, they haven't figured out how to bring color to the web. I'm sure they're working on it. Yep.
Uh-huh.
But the theme was cute.
Yes, it was.
Would you like
and I'm trying to remember, have we ever had clues with emojis before?
I don't know, and that'd be really hard to search for in xwordinfo.com to answer.
I'm trying to remember. It seems like I vaguely remember there might have been an emoji in a clue before. But this today's puzzle was themed with emojis.
Yes.
And it is the emoji that is called the peace sign. I looked it up afterwards because I wondered what it was actually called. And it is usually called the peace sign emoji. And of course, that's a hand with the first two fingers extended and the last two tucked under being held by the thumb. So it looks like a V. And they say sometimes it's called the victory sign. Oh, Michael is demonstrating it right now.
Yes, I am.
You can't see it, but
if only we had a YouTube channel. Okay.
but it's typically called the peace sign, and it has been an emoji. I found out since 1993.
Wow.
So
I didn't realize they had emojis in 1993.
Well, I don't know.
Huh. But
anyway, I think that's what it said. Maybe it was 1999. I'm not sure now.
Okay.
But it was back in the 90s.
Did they have electricity in 19? Okay, yeah. All
right. So the emoji actually appeared four times in the clues, two down and two across. And it was the emoji and then a few words after it to complete the clue. So the first one was four down with the emoji, comma, when ordering, and the answer to that was two, please. And then we had 10 down, the emoji, in a silly group photo, and that was bunny ears. And then we had
20 across.
20, I'm sorry, which one?
20 across.
20 across. Oh, that's right, 20 across. The emoji at an anti-war protest, which is the peace sign. That's what it's called. And then finally, 52 across, the emoji from Winston Churchill, and that was V for victory.
Right.
So that was the theme. I thought it was very clever.
Yep. And I was victorious with the V for victory, although I thought it was V is for victory. And I realized it wasn't going to fit, so I had to lose the is.
I don't know.
I found this on the web.
I wasn't there when he did it.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't too difficult a theme, and I was just trying to think if they've ever had an emoji in the grid. Now that would be amazing.
They couldn't do that, could they?
Oh, they could, and they would get about 10,000 people on Wordplay complaining that they had no idea how to enter anything in the grid.
Right.
It's going to happen someday. You just know it.
Probably, but I am pretty sure they've never done that.
It'll before. Be a rebus with an emoji, and the crossword world will just erupt.
I remember one crossword. I think it was a Sunday where when it solved. Didn't it have like little happy faces or something in the black squares? I can't quite remember what the theme was, but it seemed like those popped up when it solved.
It's possible. Uh-huh. They've done fun things like that before.
Yes.
You know, it's too bad they couldn't have got something going on in the crossword that looked like a peace sign. Or maybe just make the grid look a little bit like a peace sign.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at it right now, and it appears to be symmetric.
Yes, it is.
Sort of like a person, but not really a peace sign, I guess.
More like a
tuning fork to me.
Yeah, or a slingshot.
Or a slingshot, uh-huh. Yes. let's see. I liked, not a cross, yes we can sloganeer of 2008, and that was Obama.
Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can.
And then they match that with 42 down. Frequent descriptor for nine across. No drama, as in no drama Obama.
That's right.
Which is a great. And I just love the rhyme there.
Yeah.
17 across wasn't overturned as a ruling stood. That took me a bit.
It did me too. I couldn't come up with the word, but it makes sense.
Yeah, at first I was like stayed, but that was like you'd stay in execution. That wasn't really, well, I guess that in a way it worked, but I guess that was the wrong tense.
Right. I like 23 across. Shoulda listen to me.
Uh-huh.
I told ya.
Yes.
I love it when they have non-words in the crossword, like,
yeah.
I told ya.
I told ya. That's a very Wisconsin way of saying things, I think.
It might be. That's true.
23 down, full speed ahead was it's a go.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
Full speed ahead, it's a go. I guess that works. 7 down. I thought that was cute. Theater award that sounds like 15 across. 15 across was Japanese sash, which was obi, and then they crossed that with the theater award. That would be obi, O-B-I-E.
Right.
That was
very clever.
Yes. And I looked up, let's see, 44 across, blank to autocorrect, Martha Solano poem, and it was ode to autocorrect.
Yes.
I tried to read it, but I couldn't understand it.
Really? Yeah. I didn't look it up. I'll have to see what it says.
I think she was trying to make some point about autocorrect, but
really?
I really couldn't. I'm going to have to take another look at it.
Okay.
32 down, I thought was fabulous. That was, once I find it again here, suffix with schnoz, schnozola.
Yes.
I just love that word, schnozola. Almost as much as I like otiosity.
That was yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, let's see, just a couple of others that I noticed. 38 down, prefix with political was socio. Yes. Socio-political?
Yes.
I guess that just didn't resonate with me at all.
Oh.
You hear the phrase socio-political a lot?
I have, yes.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And 46 down, 1904 noblest who wrote Conditioned Reflexes, Pavlov.
I knew that.
I didn't realize it was 1904. It just seems like yesterday when that came out. But apparently it was 1904.
It was. Not yesterday.
No. Nope. maybe it was a re-release I was reading. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Did you know 55 down, the blank five nickname for the Queer Eye cast? Fab, the Fab Five?
No, I didn't realize they were called that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that at either. But
I've never seen that show. I don't think we get that the channel it's on. I'm not sure which one it is, but
right.
I don't think we get it.
Mm-hmm. And one last one, and then we'll we'll stop it there because that's actually what this clue's about. 65 across, captain's stop is avast.
I knew that right away, and it's because I do the crossword. Uh-huh. That's where I first saw that word.
Yep.
But yes, I remembered it. So
avast.
Avast.
I think you have to say
it. You know, I've heard that in movies and stuff, but
yeah, I see.
I never really knew what it meant until I started doing the crossword.
I think I've seen it in Popeye comics.
Yes, yes. But,
so,
but another good reason for doing the crossword.
Yep.
You learn nautical terms.
Yes, indeed. Ahoy.
That's right.
And aye, they do use a lot of those terms,
they
don't
do.
They?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will must,
and fore and aft.
Will must be a frustrated sailor, I guess. All right. Well, that was this crossword was by Margaret Siegel, and it was
nice
great.
Shot.
Yes, indeed. And now it is Tuesday, which means it's time for Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
And in fact, it is our Triplet Tuesday contest.
Yes, it is.
So listeners, welcome to the Triplet Tuesday contest. And the way this works, as we've stated several times in the run-up to today, one of us, that would be me in this case, is going to present three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other person. And the answer to each of those three clues is one three-letter answer. And the object is to guess this in as few clues as possible.
Right.
And we will do this three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday.
Yep.
Now, normally when this happens, the other partner will say out loud what they're thinking. But in order for you to be able to participate, we are going to eschew that this week. So Jean is simply going to write down what she thinks the answer is going to be.
Yes.
In the meantime, you should do the same. Or actually, feel free to say it out loud. We won't hear you. And then when you've figured it out, when you get the correct answer, record how many guesses it took you. So if it took you two guesses to get the first clue, three to get the second, and one to get the third, that would be 2 + 3 + 1, that would be 6.
Right.
Let us know that it took you 6 tries. You can't get less than 3. There's no mind reading allowed in this contest. And you can't get more than, if you simply don't get it, just put down a 4 for that. Pardon me?
Don't you mean a 9?
No, for each of the three clues that don't get.
Oh, I see. So it could be a max of 12.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
And once you've done this, please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Tell us how many guesses it took you to get the three clues. If you want to give us the per clue number of guesses, that'll be fine. If you just want to give us the total, that will be fine as well. And once we've gotten everyone's responses, and we're going to, I think we'll go till, let's go to like Saturday. Let's give people till Saturday.
Okay.
On this. Once we've got that, we will identify the person who got the answers in the least number of guesses. And if there's a tie, both people will win. Or if 20 people win,
whoa,
we're going to be out of t-shirts. But that's just the way it goes. So we'll also have some fabulous Wisconsin treats.
Yes.
You can't find this stuff anywhere but in Wisconsin.
and we'll also, not cheese.
And we'll also throw in a gift card to Noodles because we're just so excited that it's about to descend here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready for
I
your...
I certainly hope
all
so.
All right. All right. Here we go. First clue... Chassis.
What?
Chassis.
Chatty?
No. Chassis. C-H-A-S-S-I-S.
Oh,
chassis.
Chassis.
No. Singular. Chassis.
Okay.
Jean's thinking about it. You do the same too, chassis. Listeners. And don't say it aloud.
Three letters.
Yep, you got to write it down.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I put down nothing.
Okay, Jean has put down nothing. So if you had no idea, listeners, you can put nothing down as well. All right, here we go. Second clue, Muscle Beach site.
Oh, that could be a lot of things.
Yep. Nope.
Okay.
All right. Third clue, Dad blank. Well done. Bravo. All right. We're going to wait a couple more seconds. I'm going to count to five. So no cheating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the answer was bod. Chassis is a bod. Muscle Beach site is a bod. And dad bod.
I think chassis is kind of stretching it.
Hey, that's why it was the first clue. All right. So well done. Gene got it in three. How many guesses did you take? Let us know. All right, here we go. Clue number two.
Okay.
Like Falstaff.
Like Falstaff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Right. All right, here we go. Clue number two. Kind of chance. Okay. And finally, clue number three, what Jack Sprat couldn't eat in a nursery rhyme. Bravo. And for the record, Gene got the answer in one.
Yes, I did.
I had no idea. Okay. All right. And so I'm going to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the answer was fat, like Falstaff, kind of chance, and what Jack Sprat couldn't eat in a nursery rhyme. See, I didn't know that Falstaff was fat. So,
yes, he's a Shakespearean character.
I just assumed that if I didn't know it, you wouldn't know it.
Oh,
no,
I knew it.
Okay.
I knew it.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. So far, you've been doing fabulously. You got it in three and then in one.
Yep.
So at this point, you are at four.
Yep.
All right. By the way, listeners, don't fret. Gene cannot participate in this contest. We are. I can't participate because I know the answers. Okay, here we go. Freshness.
Freshness. Freshness.
Okay. Jean has written down a question mark. She is punting. All right. Clue number two. Something you might gloss over.
Something you might gloss over.
Jean's thinking about it. You should be too, listeners.
Something you might gloss over. Man.
Jean has written down another question mark. All right, number three. Place to apply chapstick. And Jean has got it in three. All right. So the answer to that one, and this time I will count in French, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, was lip.
Yes.
Freshness is lip.
That
could have been a Friday or a Saturday clue right there. Something you might gloss over.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Right, I tried to pronounce it so you wouldn't. I think I did a good job of misdirection there. And then, and then finally, of course, the place to apply chapstick. That would, of course, be the lip.
That's right.
All right. Well, listeners, how did you do? Let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
Best of luck. Remember, entries have to be in by Saturday. And we will see all of you again for tomorrow's crossword. And that would be on a Wednesday.
Yep.
So we will see all of you again on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.